Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of not the Build Muscle and Burn Fat podcast, but this time we are coming back as the Hourglass Project. Now, I've had a few people obviously say, hey, Sean, why are you doing this? More so in my personal life. And the reason why? Well, simple. 90% of the people I train are females. So I thought to myself, what can I do to put some benefit out there? Now, if you're listening to this and you happen to not be female, this doesn't mean that you won't get benefit from it. It's just going to be going in a different direction. And I'm really passionate about this because, like I said, I'm not just some guy who's done this for some time. I've been doing it for a long time, at least 10 years as a coach. And these are just experiences that I want to be able to share. And you know what? I think this is the way that things are going to go moving forward. So today's theme of the topic or topic of the episode, this is a very odd way to start. But for myself, this is something that I wanted to help people out with, especially with the face-to-face clients, as well as the people who I currently coach online as well have wanted to know more about. And so today's episode is about the Glute Masterclass program. So this is going to be more so, should I say, a program or a masterclass on how to build your glutes. Now, for those of you out there, my experiences are going to come from twofold. First of all, it's going to come from the theory side. And one of the books that I'm going to probably recite quite a bit is almost the Bible of Building Glutes from Dr. Brett Croncheris, the Glute Lab Bible. And it's got the art and science behind it. But I'm also going to go through with my experience as a coach, because like I said, I've been doing this for at least 10 years. So first, we're going to start this off with how people start to miss this, because as part of the Project Hourglass, I do get a lot of ladies who say they want to focus on building their glutes. So we're going to go pretty slowly. We're going to take this pretty intricately. If you want to be able to take a pencil and a pad and start writing some notes down, this is how we're going to go ahead with it. I have myself a little bit of a stencil, but I'm going to go with the flow as well. So first off, before you start actually exercising and getting to the gym and writing things down, what you need to know is the different anatomies of the actual glutes themselves. So we have three different components. There's a glute maximus, which is the big old butt cheek. And we used to laugh about this when we were in our human biology class, kind of gluteus maximus. And this has two fibers. So this is kind of like the butt cheek itself, the underbutt, as well as the middle butt. I'm going to call it a butt or a glute every now and then. So you can probably have a cheeky little chuckle, cheeky, get it? But yeah, we could focus on these two muscles. And then on underneath that, which is the second biggest part, is the glute medius. This is more closer to like your hip pocket, or if you know where your hip and your ball and socket jocket, ball and socket joint is, that's where the glute medius is. And that kind of builds the upper part of your shelf, so to speak. Then we have the glute minimus, and this is the deepest muscle, and by deepest I mean it's lying underneath all of this. This is one that we tend not to focus too much on. So you're going to hear us mostly focus on glute maximus, upper fibers, and lower fibers, and then on top of that, or to the side of that, should I say, we're also going to target the glute medius, which is to the side where your hip and socket joint is, closer to your pockets as well. So first up, let's go and target some of these lower fibers. These lower fiber exercises are going to benefit from quite a few things. Now, one of the exercises that you're probably not doing that will benefit you quite a lot is deadlifting. Why? Because when you get your hips a little bit lower into that start position and you can get nice and tight through your deadlifts, this is actually going to start benefiting targeting those lower glutes. Now, there are ways to actually target this a lot more, but we're going to go through that maybe in another class or another episode. If you do want that, actually DM me on Instagram and say, hey, look, Sean, I actually really enjoyed this episode. Can you please give me that? So with these lower fibers, should I say, being able to get into that lockdown deadlift is going to help you quite a bit. Now, you're probably thinking, what about just Romanian deadlifts? Romanian deadlifts and deadlifts are two different exercises, and they do have their merit depending on what you're trying to do with it. So with a Romanian deadlift, you should really try and do this from the top down position. So if you're not doing this already, when you do your Romanian deadlifts, make sure you pick it up from a rack and then go downwards, bracing your core. But when you're doing a conventional deadlift or even a semi-sumo or sumo deadlift, you're going to be doing it from the floor. Doing it from the floor is actually going to help you be able to get that stretch of the lower fibers in a different way, whereas a Romanian deadlift from doing it from a high position is going to get the stretch of the lower fibers, but once again in different directions because you can see how hip positioning can help you. So not to say that the deadlifts and the squats are very similar, but the deadlift to the squat is more similar in terms of hip position because that's what the glutes do. They take control a lot of the hips, as opposed to the Romanian deadlift where it's remaining quite high. So if you're not doing those two exercises already, make sure you get the Romanian deadlifts in and deadlifts in. If you're not doing those, you're missing quite a lot of your benefits, and you can do these with barbells and highly recommended too as well. If you can, make sure you get those Olympic sized ones because anything less than that makes it a lot more trickier to know when to stop as well. Now, here's a bit of a tip for those shorter people. If you happen to hit the floor, or maybe more flexible people too, but if you happen to hit the floor before you actually feel the stretch in your hamstrings and your glutes and your Romanian deadlifts, stand on top of something. This will make you a little bit taller, and you may hear this be called a deficit Romanian deadlift, just to get those extra stretch muscles on those glutes, as well as the hamstrings as well, might I add. Now, from here, you can also start to add squats. Now, when we're looking at squats, we're not talking like the powerlifter squat when you're doing low bar and only halfway down. Although this can help, this is going to be more hip dominant. What I prefer doing is doing a full ass to grass squat all the way down, full range of motion. This way, you're going to get a lot more strength through your quads. But like I said, full range of motion through the glutes as well, especially the underglutes or the lower fibers of glute maximus. This is really going to fire those up. But if you happen to do a low bar squat and you go half range of motion, say to a box, which also has its benefit, this has become more hip dominant. This will also work more so the upper fibers of your glutes as well as the glute medius. Now, you can actually activate all of these muscles all at the same time. And that's not to say that none of these exercises will target all three of these glute muscles and fibers. What we're really talking about is that muscles here will get more biased dependent on what position you put them in. So being able to take advantage of these positions is really going to help you out. So we've covered all the big base compound movements. Now there's one more that I haven't actually mentioned yet. And this is where Brett Concheras' Glute Lab Bible kind of comes into play. Once again, I actually want to say I am not associated with this by any means. I'm not like an affiliate or anything. This is just a great read to understand, and also probably a really easy read if you take your time with it. It's not too sciencey, if that makes sense. But the next exercise is going to be the barbell glute bridge. And what I mean by barbell glute bridge, you may also hear it as a barbell hip thrust. You're going to place the barbell on your hips, and if you haven't already, please make sure you do these two things. Make sure you get a pad for your hips so that it actually doesn't hurt and bruise you. And the second thing as well is make sure you have the right appropriate height for your hip thrusts when you put your shoulders on top of it. For most people, if you can get a bench, like those decline benches, you can decline a little bit all the way down, and that actually seems to work really well. You have to find out if your gym has those. What you can also use is the plyo step, so you can start to arrange it to be about 30 centimeters off the floor. And what I've done in previous gyms is use the box jumps. I think they use it for mostly the top part. They happen to be at 30 centimeters as well. These really work well for stability. And now we're going to go back into the actual glute bridge itself. There are two ways to actually do this glute bridge. One of them is with a band and one's without. Now, if you were paying attention before, I'm going to quiz you right now. If we were to add the band onto your barbell glute bridge with a hip width distance, what muscle are we going to activate next? This could be glute maximus, glute minimus, glute medius. Which one do you think are we going to activate and bias more by putting a band on? Now, if you are probably more advanced, you'd know that it'd be glute medius. Ding, 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 you got that right. Because glute medius helps us open our hips, whereas glute maximus helps us push our hips through. This is why the glute bridge is such a great exercise. Because one, it tends to be a little bit safer on lower backs. Two, you can actually load this up really well. And if you're not aiming for at least body weight hip thrust, then you need to probably revisit what you're doing unless you've got some sort of protocol. But most people here should be aiming to get at least a hip thrust of their own body weight at the minimum. That should be your first stage. And if you haven't got there just yet, keep working towards it. I believe in you. But being able to get this barbell hip thrust will give you so many great results that you won't believe. And adding that band every now and then is going to be good too. But here's a mistake that I've probably made with myself and probably a few of my clients who have worked with me in my early stages. I used to just smack the band on every single time. And what you'd find is that the glute medius would actually tire out before they could actually push their glute maximus more, reducing a little bit of weight. Now, if you happen to feel your lower back in this, you're extending way too far through your lower back. Decrease it by roughly 1 or 2 centimeters and just try and focus on actually squeezing your butt cheeks instead. One of the things that we tend to do with this movement is we try and get as high as possible. Height is not really the goal. Yes, we want it to be good, but activation through your actual bum muscles and your glutes, that's actually what we're looking for when it comes to the barbell hip thrust. Now, like I said, I'm going to go through mostly the basics of these exercises, but if you are doing them, you're doing already a good job. Next few exercises that I want to say are going to be more towards the single leg variations. The reason why you want to do a single leg, well, if you haven't realized, there's one butt cheek for each hip. So these are responsible for actually balancing your hips too. By putting them and challenging them in a single stance, this is going to be able to activate and bias them a lot more as well. And also saying that, if you're trying to do everything bilaterally, which means with 2 feet, you're going to find yourself actually finding a weakness between your left and your right. And what does this lead to? This means that you can't actually push as maximal as you can with 2 feet because one's trying to take over than the other. So this is why it's a really good idea to start implementing some single leg variations. And with these single leg variations, here's another tip. I'm giving you all the tips today. So if you like them, can I just ask for a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts? Moving forward. Once you're doing these single leg variations, make sure you use your weak side first. Now, this doesn't always mean it's going to be a dominant side. For an example, I kick with my right leg, but my right leg can at times be weaker than my left leg due to an ankle injury I have on my right. So you have to do a bit of a test for yourself. So with these exercises, do your weak side first. And the first exercise that most people tend to really run away from is lunges, but you can't. You have to lunge away. Lunges are great because it can actually focus on getting those deep stretch muscles in your glutes like I mentioned before. And if you're thinking about it, yes, it's going to be the under fibers as well as the middle fibers of glute maximus. Walking lunges are a great one and you can bias the glutes a lot more when you lunge and you have your dumbbells side by side because you're not going to be doing them body weight. You can have your dumbbells kind of meet where your toe meets on the floor when you hit and then stand back up. Once again, aiming for the toe line and line as well. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can check it out on my Instagram reels. You'll find it somewhere along there. So we've done the walking lunges. Another one that everyone seems to love to hate is the Bulgarian split squats. This is a really good exercise, once again, to focus on hitting your glutes, getting deep stretches as well. If you happen to be someone who wants to make this more challenging, pop a plate underneath your foot, and guess what? Now you've got a deeper stretch to your quads as well as your glutes as well. Other movements that I highly recommend that you implement would be B stance Romanian deadlifts or single leg Romanian deadlifts. This is a great one to get your hamstrings in as well. And if you can start to target those hamstrings, you also start to target the lower fibers and it starts to give a better shape and definition of your glutes as well. So once we've targeted all those single leg exercises, one more that some people might have missed on is the single leg press. This one here definitely puts a lot of stress onto those glute muscles. So the first thing is before you're doing this is make sure you're focusing on full range of motion. You don't want to be the person doing quarter reps with lots of weight because you're not going to get the full stretch. You're just putting your body through a lot of stress that you probably don't need and your joints might not be liking this either. So focus on full range of motion and don't be afraid to go with an empty sled first on your leg press and then start to add the weight as time goes by, especially if this is brand new to you. One thing, like I said, is focus on single leg motions first. So do your weak leg first, then after that, add your stronger leg on top. Now, if there's something you haven't realized, all the exercises I've given you so far most of them are actually compound-based movements, if not all of them. One other thing I'm going to put into it now is these isolation-based movements that you can start to add in. They don't have to be super heavy, but focusing on mind-muscle connection, which I'm going to talk about a little bit more later on. So one exercise that I really enjoy when it comes to isolating these muscles is going to be the cable kickback. Now, here are a few things that most people do wrong with the cable kickback. Yes, you can definitely go all the way backwards as well, and this is going to help you target glute maximus as well as lower fibers. But if you want to be able to target glute maximus, both lower and middle fibers, as well as glute medius, what you can do is start to kick roughly around 45 degrees. When you do this, focus on first thing, full range of motion, so you may have to reduce the weight. What full range of motion would look like if you're doing a cable kickback is making sure that the cable goes all the way down to roughly where the floor is, and you may go past where the origin of your left foot is, say if you're using your right foot, getting that full stretch going forwards, enough that when you kick back out, you almost want to aim for roughly parallel with the floor. This way, you can actually get the full activation, but if you can't get that height, try and work with that path, roughly around 45 degrees from origin. Now, when you've probably heard me say about mind-muscle connection, pop your hand on your actual glute. That's probably the easiest way to feel it. And is that muscle burning? If it's burning, you're doing a good job. If you're getting a bit of a pump, you're doing even a better job as well. Now you're probably thinking, what happens if my foot hits the floor? If you're thinking of putting a plate under your other foot, then you'd be right. This way you won't collide with the floor, you've made yourself somewhat taller, and now you can full stretch and full range of motion. The last exercise I'll put for an isolation at this point in time is actually going to be the lying hamstring curl. Now you're thinking, why are you adding a lying hamstring curl in a movement where we're talking about glutes, or a podcast where we're talking about glutes? The hamstrings do originate really close to the lower fibers of the glutes, and this is going to help you once again build that definition and shape. So you don't want to always just focus all the time on just doing glutes. You also want to focus a little bit on hamstrings, and like I said, some of the movements I've given you have also focused on your quads, like the squats, even to a certain extent as well, the deadlifts. So I've given you a lot of information here. You're probably going to try and implement every single one of them, and one thing I'll say is please don't. Try a few exercises, give them a good go for at least 6 to 7 weeks. From here, then start to make changes. One thing is you have to make sure that you stick with these exercises, because the big error is people keep changing exercises, they don't actually build the appropriate efficiency to get better at these movements. And guess what? They end up sticking with body weight movements, 1 or 2 kilos, 4 or 5 kilos. What you want to be able to do is work up to a stage where you can lunge 10 kilos, 12 kilos, be able to do barbell hip thrusts with body weight or more, maybe even double your body weight, maybe even deadlifting your body weight and more as well. These are going to be really good ways for you to get unstuck and start to actually build momentum. Now, one thing I'm going to say about building momentum, if you are getting stuck and you're not seeing progress in, say, developing your glutes, I'll actually say there's a webinar that I've done, for people, and especially for the people who are super committed for this. So if you want a copy of that, head over to the description box below, and all you have to do is click it and watch that seminar. It'll give you 5 tips and the 5 most common ways to get unstuck so you can keep building momentum, like building glutes. Thank you once again for watching this episode or listening to this podcast of the Hourglass Project. Now, if you could, please leave me a 5-star review. If you want to work with me to help you build your glutes and build a hourglass body as well, there's an application form down in the description box below. I happen to have a few spots available, and once they clear out, I'll be closing that up and you'll have to wait. So don't miss out and click on that and apply. Take care, everyone, and keep building momentum.